A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Random House Audio presents Star Wars, Darth Plagueis, by James Luceno. Read for you by Daniel Davis. Prologue. A tremor took hold of the planet. Sprung from death, it unleashed itself in a powerful wave, at once burrowing deep into the world's core and radiating through its saccharine atmosphere to shake the stars themselves. At the quake's epicenter stood Sidious, one elegant hand vised on the burnished sill of an expansive translucency. A vessel filled suddenly to bursting, the force so strong within him that he feared he might disappear into it, never to return. But the moment didn't constitute an ending so much as a true beginning, long overdue. It was less a transformation than an intensification, a gravitic shift. A welter of voices, near and far, present and from eons past, drowned his thoughts. Raised in praise, the voices proclaimed his reign and cheered the inauguration of a new order. Yellow eyes lifted to the night sky, he saw the trembling stars flare, and in the depth of his being, he felt the power of the dark side anoint him. Slowly, almost reluctantly, he came back to himself, his gaze settling on his manicured hands. Returned to the present, he took note of his rapid breathing, while behind him, the room labored to restore order. Air scrubbers hummed, costly wall tapestries undulating in the summoned breeze. Prized carpets sealed their fibers against the spread of spilled fluids. The droid shuffled in obvious confliction. Sidious pivoted to take in the disarray. Antique furniture overturned, framed artwork askew, as if a whirlwind had swept through. And face down on the floor lay a statue of Yanjan, one of four law-giving sages of Dwarty, a piece Sidious had secretly coveted. Also sprawled there, Plagueis, his slender limbs splayed and elongated head turned to one side, dressed in finery as for a night on the town. And now, dead. Or was he? Uncertainty rippled through Sidious, rage returning to his eyes. A tremor of his own making, or one of forewarning? Was it possible that the wily Mune had deceived him? Had Plagueis unlocked the key to immortality and survived after all? Never mind that it would constitute a petty move for one so wise, for one who had professed to place the grand plan above all else. Had Plagueis become ensnared in a self-spun web of jealousy and possessiveness, victim of his own engineering, his own foibles? If he hadn't been concerned for his own safety, Sidious might have pitied him. Wary of approaching the corpse of his former master, he called on the Force to roll the aged Mune over onto his back. From that angle, Plagueis looked almost as he had when Sidious first met him decades earlier. Smooth, hairless cranium, humped nose with its bridge flattened as if from a shock ball blow, and its sharp tip pressed almost to his upper lip, jutting lower jaw, sunken eyes still brimming with menace. A physical characteristic rarely encountered in a Mune. But then Plagueis had never been an ordinary Mune, nor an ordinary being of any sort. Sidious took care, still reaching out with a force. On closer inspection, he saw that Plagueis' already cyanotic flesh was smoothing out, his features relaxing.